It's got to be about 15 years since I spent an evening with this man, because we went to see his show and afterwards I was told, I've got 10 minutes to interview you, David Soule. And an hour later, we were talking about cars and your family. But it was when you were doing Mac and Mabel, which was an amazing musical.
Oh, well, it was great fun, man. It was a rather thin script, I thought, but the music on that show is great.
Yeah, yeah. I Won't Send Roses is one of the great songs ever.
No, it certainly is. I've made a recording of it, actually.
Yeah.
Which I send around when I hurt somebody's feelings and I...
And that's the thing, isn't it, about the whole story of that song from Max Sennett was, you know, it doesn't mean to say I don't care. It's just I'm not the sort of bloke who's going to send you roses.
No, that's true. That's exactly right. No, I think you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
But it's that's the thing, isn't it, with you? So many people just think of one role that we all know of, but you have done so much. I mean, I saw you do Jerry Springer, which that in itself was a show that courted so much controversy.
Yeah, it certainly did. I think we still hold the record, and that show still holds the record at the BBC. You know, it was aired on January 1st.
Yeah.
2005 or something like that. And 60,000 complaints came in the show. And the Christian Coalition counted the number of times that the F word was spoken. And it was sung by a chorus, so they multiplied it by the number of people in the chorus. And that was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
We're talking about the music now, because Gold is the new triple album that's come out. But music predates you ever doing telly by at least 10 years when you first started your love of music.
Well, actually, the music goes back further than that. It goes back to 1963 when I hitchhiked back from Mexico City, having gone to school there and coming back with a pocket full of Mexican folk songs. And as I was the only blue-eyed, blonde Norwegian who could sing a Mexican folk song, I was welcome to most clubs.
You'd cover the market.
The market, wrong coloration for that. But I learned all the students down there taught me all these songs. So I'm starting back in 1963, shortly after Bob Dylan had left that same club and gone to New York. Anyway, I played these songs and from 63. Out to New York from 65 to 66, and then out to Los Angeles. So, and of course, I did a lot of television before Starsky and Hutch, and then I had the opportunity to do Magnum Force, Johnny Got His Gun. I did a couple of other Britannica films and a lot of guest appearances on television shows, Star Trek. And I Dream of Jeannie, and gosh, that was a whole slew of them.
Amazing shows when you look back at those and you look at some of the channels that we have now that are still showing them, and they still stand up today so well.
Yeah, some of them do. They really do. It was a different time then, too. It was there were only three channels. Yep. You only had three channels here. We only had three channels there. And so there wasn't an awful lot to pick from. So you got to know these characters on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah.
It became part of the family.
Well, let's grab a song from this great collection of Gold. And here is David with the amazing Silver Lady.
Tired of drifting and searching, shifting from town to town.
You're saying about how the lack of TV channels sort of endeared characters to us because we didn't have so many to watch and we followed their lives.
You know, I think that's one of the reasons why Starsky and Hutch became so popular, because these two young men entered people's lives and they were there. We did 23. We used to do 23 shows a year, not 10.
But of course, it gave you chance then with that role to then have the huge recording success of the end of the 70s, because it was Private Stock, wasn't it? It was the record label. And I seem to remember all those years ago sitting with you talking, and the fact that I'm sure you said you came away from that without even owning the masters.
Well, I do now. I own everything. In those days, an artist is not, unless he's a very, very big artist.
Yeah.
He does not control the masters. The masters are owned by the company.
And there's such a wealth of songs on there, as well as obviously the hits. And out of the hits, one of my all-time favorites was Sure Brings Out the Love in Your Eyes.
Oh, really?
I love that. I just think it's such a lovely, happy pop song.
I'm glad you like that one.
wasn't the biggest of the hits.
No, I think it went up to, I don't remember exactly where it was. It was probably around 10 or 12, something like that.
Yeah.
Over here, I had a lot of really, success with Don't Give Up on Us and Silver Lady, of course. And then Going In With My Eyes Open was also a very successful record. And Quiet Night In is on there as well.
Yeah.
Which, as you mentioned, it sure brings out the love of your eyes.
Why did you give up on Los Angeles and finally settle in Britain? I mean, you've lived here now for 20 years or so, haven't you?
25 years I've been here.
Because didn't you move up somewhere near us to somewhere like Knutsford?
No, I didn't. I didn't move there. I worked. I was part of the campaign, the Martin Bell's campaign.
Ah, Martin Bell's campaign. Yeah, the man with the white suit. But you've lived here for many years. But how did it compare to L.A.? Or did you just get fed up of Los Angeles?
I kind of got fed up with it. I think there's more to life than there's not really wasn't really a life out there anymore. I grew up in Berlin. I lived in Mexico City. I spent time in New Zealand, Australia. I was in Paris when I came over. Before I came over here, I lived there for a year on a river, on a boat on the Seine in Paris. And I came over here at the invitation of Bill Kenwright to do a play. And one play turned to another play, turned to another play, turned to 6 months, turned to 8 months, turned to a year, and then turned to 2 years. And I said, what the hell? It's just a hell of a stay here.
And then you decided to meet Helen and get married.
Yeah, well, I had to get a residency, and then I had to get my citizenship, which I got a British passport as well, so I got a dual citizen. And then I was lucky enough to meet Helen. We fell in love. I've known her now here 17 years, and we've been married for 10. In June, we'll be married for 10 years. So I'm here. I'm one of us.
Well, we mentioned, Helen, your love of your life, so let's play the song we talked about, which is my favourite. And I suppose when you think of love, brings out the love in your eyes is the ideal song to play. And we're chatting to David Soul, and of course we can't chat to you, David, without mentioning the great Starsky and Hutch. And I mean, all these years on, you and Paul Michael Glaser are still very, very close and best mates.
Paul is still my best friend. I mean, it's a friendship that will never end. I mean, that's until we go.
But did I hear that you were banned from driving in the city because of the way you drove, because you had a police badge?
You must forget that I didn't drive that car. It was the other guy.
Yeah, because you had a beaten up old brown. Was it a Buick or something?
No, I wanted a beaten up old brown. I wanted it. That's what I wanted. Because I wanted to give that character, something so that, we opened the door, the horn would go off, or slam the door, that would fall off its hinges. I took a sledgehammer. And I went out and beat up that car. And stomped on it, turned it into a junkyard car, put some Fuller's Earth on it, watered it down, and said, don't ever wash it. That was my car. And he had to drive that stupid striped tomato.
Yeah, you didn't want the red tomato with the white stripe down the side.
That's the striped tomato. Yeah. Once we get into that car, it was like the city streets, downtown Los Angeles, was our playground, and the authorities didn't really cotton to that. So they said, they called the producers and said, and next time you want to shoot down here, you don't have permission. We can't have those guys driving around like that down here. So we were, as you say, banned from the city streets of Los Angeles, down to downtown Los Angeles anyway. We had to move our wrecking crew over to San Pedro.
But you are now a great lover of cars, because you're restoring a classic now.
Yeah, well, that's not my love of cars. It's my love of Hemingway.
Yeah.
Ernest Hemingway. It's his car. And as soon as I've always wanted to go to Cuba since I read Old Man on the Sea. And it was when I was 15. By the time I was old enough to go, of course, U.S. had put up an embargo, had installed the embargo, and didn't allow American citizens to go to Cuba. But so as soon as I got my British passport, the first place I wanted to go was Cuba.
So it's a 1955 Chrysler. How hard are the parts to get hold of?
The UK, I got them to Cuba.
Yeah.
that was the problem. I was threatened with prison and a $250,000 fine because I wanted to bring the parts directly from, because I wanted to take the parts that I had found in the estates into Cuba.
Yeah.
The Office of Financial Assets Control, which is an agency underneath under the Department of Treasury, controls what goes in and out of that country with an iron fist. When they found out that I was actually shunting the parts over here to the UK and then flying them from the UK into Cuba, I was just going around, you know, I was washing the parts over here, in a sense, and then sending them up to Cuba. They didn't like that. But the thing is, we've got all of this whole story on film. And so it's a very interesting story. We met with senators and with people in Washington, met with an attorney who told me that this is what I was up against. We fought Department of the Treasury. I thought he was allowed to bring in some parts based on historical preservation.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, David, it's been lovely to catch up with you. And good luck with the Hemingway project. And hopefully that movie gets completed, because we'd love to see the restoration on that.
Yeah, thank you. I hope so too.
And God bless to you and Helen.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks so much.
Don't give up on us, baby. Don't.